From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. Lawmakers abandoned a bill today to regulate government use of facial recognition software over concerns it doesn't go far enough. KUER's Nicole Nixon has more.
The issue erupted over the summer when a report found that the Utah Department of Public Safety ran thousands of photos through the state's driver's license database in an attempt to match images of criminal suspects. DPS later revealed that new driver's license photos, including pictures of minors, are also run against the database to prevent fraud. A draft bill would have made the DMV disclose those searches, but lawmakers on a committee didn't feel it went far enough in addressing privacy concerns. The issue turned into a debate over the Fourth Amendment, which protects against unreasonable searches and seizures. In the end, the committee adjourned without voting on the bill, killing it for now, though a stricter bill will likely come up during next year's legislative session. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.
A bill to expand an alternative mental health response system in Utah passed its first hurdle today. As KUER's Sonia Hudson reports, the state legislature's Health and Human Services Interim Committee voted unanimously to take up the bill.
Traditionally, when someone's in a mental health crisis, they call 911 and get taken to the emergency room in an ambulance. Representative Steve Ellison says that doesn't work very well. He wants to expand an existing system of mental health hotlines, mobile outreach teams, and mental health crisis centers separate from emergency rooms.
Emergency rooms are designed to put stitches in, set broken bones, reverse overdoses. The nature of behavioral health issues is much more complex and difficult to treat in an emergency situation.
Ellison says this will save money in the long run because these services are much less costly than hospital visits and can be covered by expanded Medicaid and private insurance. But for now, it would cost the state more than $5.7 million. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
Lawmakers continue to refine a hefty tax reform package with the hope of passing legislation before the end of the year. House Speaker Brad Wilson told reporters today that a new version will drop Friday, ahead of the final public hearing on Monday. The latest version will not include taxes on coin-operated laundry or car washes. It'll also remove taxes on proposed veterinary services, but will keep taxes on pet boarding, grooming, and daycare. One thing that will not change is the plan to impose the full sales tax on unprepared food. Advocates for low-income Utahns held a rally at the state capitol Wednesday to oppose raising the grocery tax. The Utah Division of Oil, Gas, and Mining is failing to properly oversee drilling operations in the state. That's according to a legislative audit released this week. The report found that the oil and gas program has failed to regularly check wells and follow up on non-compliant operators. The report identified two instances of failed oversight that led to environmental hazards, including an oil spill at an undisclosed site. It says the program has never issued a fine, and taxpayers are on the hook for $1 million to clean up after non-compliant operators. The Division of Oil, Gas, and Mining developed a plan to address issues raised by the audit and will report to the state legislature next year. In a Senate hearing on the nomination for Food and Drug Administration Commissioner, Senator Mitt Romney asked if the nominee would take action against flavored e-cigarettes, even if the White House did not endorse that position. Earlier this week, President Trump reportedly backed off from a flavored e-cigarette ban amid pressure from the industry and the threat of a backlash from his voter base. He is scheduled to meet with vaping industry and medical officials on Friday. Romney told Dr. Stephen Hahn he'd have to deal with intense lobbying from tobacco and vaping interests, and that he'd have to be the voice for parents and kids. The Utah senator has been a fierce advocate of banning e-cigarette flavors and increasing prevention efforts among youth. You are listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.